Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. And I don't know what the heck is going on, but for the last few weeks, having a lot of technical difficulties, a lot of energy around. You know, you can feel it. There's a lot of just strong energy. But anyway, we're here. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what that means is that my priority, my agenda, my intention in every single moment is to experience more happiness. And happiness, what? What is that even? What is happiness defined? Question mark. Defining happiness for me is to be okay with whatever happens and to be okay and peaceful and to be at ease and to feel balanced regardless of what is not happening. So balance between what's happening, peace and balance, even what? Balance, in other words, to maintain balance and peace regardless of what's happening and regardless of what's not happening. That's what happiness means and is defined by me. That's what that means to me. And who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to feel connected? Who doesn't want to feel at ease with themselves and this life as we journey on? Because it is really about the journey. My favorite quote of all time for my new listeners is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this show is really about the journey, moment by moment by moment. And today's topic is a topic, of course, relationships. Listen, I could do the whole show for 10 years about relationships. That's how important relationships affect, that's how much relationships affect us. And quite frankly, it has been a real challenge for me to find this peaceful and content, this peaceful place with one person in my life who just happens to be my mother. And when I say that, it's listen, if you have somebody in your life or maybe even more than one person in your life that is a little bit that is challenging for you and is just, this is what we say, they really push your buttons, well, that means that it's time to get right back into the mirror and figure out what these buttons look like, what these buttons mean to you, and how to work on eliminating all buttons so you don't have any buttons to be pushed. Remember, it's not about the people pushing your buttons. It's really about you, my dear listener, you, my dear audience, to make sure that your buttons aren't available for anybody to push. Accepting my mother for being the person, listen to this, accepting her just as she is without trying to change her, without trying to influence her, without trying to teach her has been one of my biggest challenges. And I have to say this, my audience, every time, and this is just the truth, every time I've tried to teach her or to share with her with good intentions, to help her grow or change, it has always been met with some kind of resistance from me, from her, and the reason, finally, I have the answer. Finally, I have the answer to all of my struggles, all of my back and forth, all of the conflicts that were happening between myself and my mother. And guess what? I hate to admit this. Of course, you're going to have to admit it too. If I admit it, you're going to have to admit it. It's always my fault. Oh, God, that's so painful to say. Hold on, I have to say it again because it's the truth. Whatever kind of bump in the road, fly in the ointment, disagreements, unease, imbalance in any relationship, I don't care who it is, if it's not peaceful and it's not just smooth and easy, it's always your fault. Let me say that again. If you find yourself in a relationship that is a struggle, that is the opposite of easy, I don't care who it is. I don't care if this person stepped on your toe with a Mack truck, rolled over your foot with a truck. If you can't find peace with that person, if you don't know how to be in that person's presence and still emit this energy of peace and acceptance towards them, you have something to work on. And that's why I'm smiling, because I knew that all of my, quote, problems with my mother had nothing to do with my mother. Oh, gosh, that hurts. All of my issues, all of my problems, all of my back and forth and unease and imbalance and not getting along and arguing back and forth was always my fault. Let's just back up a little bit. You and I have already been through spirituality 101, spirituality 102. We've already read the books. We know all of the not only the philosophies, but we know all the strategies. We know all of this. But how do you practice? What are the simple ways, behaviors, tools that I can use right now to practice having peace with my mother? And I finally came up with three. And it's you know, like a mantra, like a mantra that you're that I'm saying in my head when I'm speaking to her. And it's this. And I invite you to try it. Just maybe try it for two or three times. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Give me a call and let me know what does work. Because this show is not about talking about or complaining, not talking about complaining about what's wrong. I'm really into finding a solution, finding how to maintain peace. And here we go. This is the answer. Whenever you are speaking to anyone or in the presence of anyone that maybe the energy is not so compatible, maybe you've already labeled them negative, or you've labeled them argumentative, or you've labeled them inconsiderate, whatever you've labeled them. You and them, both of you, there's always some kind of conflict. And again, I said it's your fault. So here we go. Here's the answer. You know, I can't tease you for long. I got to give you the answers right away, because that would kill me if somebody said, "Oh, I have the answers to your problems, Rebecca," and they kept me on the phone or kept me listening for a half hour or more, I'd be so pissed. So here's the answer. When you're speaking to anyone that you that they have the potential to push your buttons. Know this and practice this. Don't teach them anything. Don't try to teach anybody else anything. Never teach means never teach, never preach. No teaching, no preaching. I don't care if they're in the mid, I don't care if you used to preach to them and teach them, and now they're in the middle of the ocean and they need a life jacket, and they're asking you for help. No preaching, no teaching, ever. Okay, that's number one. Number two, no information. Give them no information about any topic that you know about. Okay? Give them no information about any topic or any subject that you know or you have expertise in. For me, that would be, gee, I know how to have a peaceful relationship, or I know how to remain balanced, or I know how to look at the world and see good. None of that. No teaching. No informing. No information. And for the first two, there's a little asterisk behind it, and that is, unless somebody asks you a question, unless they ask you a question, no preaching, no teaching, no informing. I've been practicing this strategy with my only son probably the last, I would say 2 to 3 years. I would say 3 years. And what I found is the kid talks more. I find out more information about what's going on in his life. Not only does he talk more, but he's able to express without me putting my two cents in about or making suggestions about what's going on or what he could do differently in his life. And what the other thing I found is when my son when he really does have a question and he wants an answer from me, in other words, he wants my insight, he asks me. It doesn't happen often. But it's happened. He really asks me. In the last few months, he's asked me a question about business, and he's asked me a question about relationships. So he asks these people that I've had conflict with. Same back to my mother. What I've found with her, if I'm quiet, I do a lot of listening. And if she really has a question, she'll ask me. So it's on me. The strategy is, can I be that patient and be so aware to be interested and to just listen to them? Because quite frankly, people want to be heard. They want to be listened to and they want to be heard. Without any kind of suggestions. And let me tell you why I know this. Because I remember as a young girl growing up in my parents' home, and I remember one of the things that my father used to always complain about, my mother, and it was that he would have a story that he wanted to share, something that happened at work. You know, what happened? How was your day? What happened at work today? You know, one of those work stories that you bring home and you talk about. You know what I'm talking about. So he would have these stories that he would bring home. And inevitably, every single time, my mother would throw in her two cents, her suggestions, or her ideas, or her... really, he said that? I wouldn't be friends with him now. You know, those kind of comments. Or I wouldn't have ever allowed that. Some kind of, I call it comments from the peanut gallery. And then, I'm throwing my hand up too, because I did the same thing. When I would have conversations with my son, I would sit up there with my little 2-cent comments from the peanut. I was the peanut gallery. When I really got to a point where, okay, what is the answer? What did, how do I still listen to this woman and still maintain peace? Well, it's only because I'm listening with a different intention. I'm not trying to teach and I'm not trying to inform. I'm just listening. It's a different vibe. It's a different energy. I'm listening with ears, one, and listening because they want to be heard and because I'm listening. But let me say this. With certain people, I can't listen, and we're going to go to the queue in just a minute. I can't listen all, in other words, I can't listen that intently. I have to listen with one ear, and then I have to let it go out the other. In other words, when you're listening, you don't even listen that intently. But you're listening without informing and without teaching. The third thing that you have to be with these people that, quote, unquote, can push your buttons is you have to give them kindness. Even the people that, quote, unquote, negative, even the people that are whatever you want to label them, send them energy of kindness, because I don't care who it is. You never know a person. You never know their journey. You never know, I don't care who it is or what circumstance they're under. You never know their journey unless you've lived their journey. So no teaching, no preaching, no informing, and be kind. And I'm telling you, when you practice that with anyone and everyone in your life, you will find over a period of time that, number one, you'll be able to listen without throwing your 2 cents in. And then you'll also be able to create a different type of vibration, a different type of energy between the two. I have a lot of people in the queue. Let me see who wants to join in. Again, you're listening to Reality Spirituality. And my first caller, area code 561, you are live on air. What's your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hi.
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Lena?
Yep.
Hi, Lena. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, it's very interesting that your show, because I have always come across these types of people, and I try and say, like right now, I have a very bad boss. She, you know, takes advantage of me and throws more and more work on me, and I asked her for a raise. It's just very negative and critical, and right now she's away, and she'll be back on Friday, so I'm already worried because I know she comes back, and she criticizes everything I do, even though she knows I do a great job and I get everything done. It's just not enough hours. Get a job done in 20 hours for what she wants me to do, but she doesn't want to hire me full time. So I deal with a lot of obstacles with this lady, and I try and remain positive because I try and look for the good in it, and because she did give me an opportunity to prove myself again, that I felt very bad about myself for a long time, and now I realize that I did find the value in the job, but I'm ready to move on now for a full, a better job. So I'm trying to know that this is just a temporary situation for me. But in the meantime, it's really hard to deal with her on a daily basis. And she's very antagonistic, and she loves to create drama in the office. It's just dealing with it on a daily basis. I'm ready to move on from this nonsense. And this is, I've been dealing with this since November. And
okay, well, let me throw in my 2 cents. Because first of all, I loved your word nonsense is one of my mother's favorite words, the nonsense. I love that word. It's such a fun word to use, nonsense. But let me share something with you, because what you said, because this isn't just your story, my dear Lena. This is probably 99% of the population has someone at the office or someone that they work with that they quote unquote can't stand, right?
Yeah, but when it's your boss, it's different.
Okay, boss, can't stand the boss. I'm telling you, there's probably 90% of those people that can't stand their boss, or 80%. But yeah, you're not alone. Let me just say that, correct? Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Sure. And again, one of the things I started teaching the importance of happiness classes, and I started a new session again last Thursday. And on the first day of class, I just want to share with you, what I tell my students. And I give everyone a gift, and it's a package. So it's a small package wrapped up. And I tell them, I say, inside of this package, inside of this envelope is the answer, the solution to all of your issues, to all of your problems for the rest of your life. Inside of this envelope, and I'm giving it to you. And so I want to ask you, do you have any idea what's in that envelope that I give to everyone that's going to give them the solution to their problems for the rest of your life, including this solution that you're just, I mean, this issue that you're just bringing up today? Do you have any idea what would be in the envelope?
I don't know, a check for $1 million?
Oh, so you think you think a check for $1 million is going to solve your problems? Okay, no. Good one, though. Good one. Let me say this: what's in the envelope is a mirror, and that means that you, my dear Lena, and everybody else that's listening, you have the power to create whatever kind of environment that you can, or that you want. Let me say that, whatever environment that you want. And let me share a really quick story, because I get what you're saying. You know what you're talking about, this woman with all of her the labels that you want to say, you know, inconsiderate, mean, critical, all those things. We all know, because reality spirituality, we all know that whatever we label somebody else is that we own that label also, correct? We know that, right?
I don't know. I mean, I hate to think of myself as mean.
Exactly. See, now we're getting to the nitty-gritty. I'm getting chills. Yes, there is a part of you, there is some of you, and I'm sure if you really thought about it, that is mean. Because, and I'm using myself as an example, I'm not just picking on you. There were a lot of characteristics that my mother had that there was no way I was the same. No way. Lazy. What? Not informed? No way. I'm not like her. But if you can label somebody else, that's why if I called you a purple elephant, you wouldn't be offended, you wouldn't be insulted. But whatever you label somebody else, you own. That's number one. So that's a really interesting thing when we label other people. It's really labeling self. Number two, do you think, I have a question for you, my dear, do you think that me, could be in your position and be in your job and still have a peaceful and get along with this woman, even though she treated me exactly the way she's treating you?
Yeah, I guess so.
And the reason why is because I'm not taking anything that she does or that she says personally. If somebody is mean, quote unquote mean, or critical, or whatever you want to say, it's never personal, my dear. It's never personal. People treat other people based on how they're feeling inside of themselves, inside of them.
Uh-huh.
So she's this way, but it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. But you're taking it very personally.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah. And the reason why you do it a lot is only because it's a habit. You know, we were taught to take things personally. If somebody called me a bitch to my face, how could that not be personal, Rebecca Norrington? But I'm telling you, it's not. It's really not. People act and treat other people based on how they're feeling. And that's across the board around the world.
So how do you change that person from treating you nice, treating them nicer? I mean, that's what I try, you know. I mean, it's just...
Well, this is the thing.
I was hoping that she would soften over time, but I haven't seen a drastic improvement in her.
Well, this is the thing. See... Everybody, and your call is so important, your call is so important because it's always about we want somebody else to change. We want somebody else to do something. But that's impossible because we have to make the changes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You have to get to a point where you practice not taking anything that she says and does personally. That's number one. Number two, you look at her differently, not as this person of authority, but as this person that has been so wounded that all she knows how to do is criticize and try to make other people feel like she feels. Let me ask you this question. You ready?
Yeah.
What does the humpback man want more than anything else in his life? You know, the man with the big hump in his back. Have you heard me ask that question before?
No.
So the man that's walking around, he's got this huge hump in his back. What does he want more than anything? And he has to walk hunched over, and his eyes are looking at the ground, and he can't stand up straight. What does he want more than anything else in the world?
I guess to get rid of the hump.
No.
The weight. What?
Good guess, though. That's a great guess. That's a great guess. No, he wants you to have a hump, too.
Oh.
See, these people that are mean and critical, my dear, they just want you to feel bad, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, guess
Makes
what?
Sense.
Guess what? She's winning because you're feeling like crap.
Yes, you're right. I like to win.
Well, so but see, you like to win for you like to win because of your ego wants you to win. I want you to win. I want you to win for a universal reason. I want you to win not because your ego says, "Oh, I won." No, I want you to win for a different reason. I want you to be the example.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't know how to be nice and kind to people that are not nice and kind to them.
All right.
That's winning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Even your energy has shifted. Because
really?
When you got on the air, I could feel it was all about this other woman and blaming and complaining and about her and pointing the fingers. But quite frankly, you were only describing yourself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that sucks, doesn't it?
Yes.
But it's the truth. And so that's why you're there with that woman. You're there with that woman to get a lesson of how to be kind and how to be kind to someone who is mean to and critical and not kind to you.
So does that mean since I learned this lesson, I could move on?
We'll see. We'll see how much you want to practice and really learn it.
Oh, so do you think that's why I'm stuck there until I learn this lesson?
Well, I can't say that's why you're stuck there, but I can definitely say that's one of the lessons you need to learn in your life.
Yeah, it comes up way too much. I've had this boss with a different face too many times.
See? Oh my God! And you know, Lynn, look at how cute you are. You see how you're willing? You see how you're laughing about it? That is exactly what the universe wants you to feel, is to line up, stop taking, and another thing, you take life way too seriously, to stop taking all of this stuff so seriously and to lighten up. And where you were that minute ago laughing, just like you were, I got chills only because of your
really?
Energy shift. That's where the universe
yeah.
wants you to stay and live.
Just dropping stuff off the church. thank you.
You're welcome.
No. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was quick. And so important. What a great call. I think that call covered everything. If I can remember what it was. I think that call covered everything. But let me just share another really quick story. I was talking about the people in my class. Excuse me, in the happiness class, and one woman came just the first class, and I said describe with one word somebody in your life that you just can't stand, and and one of my students said, she doesn't care. Of course, it's more than one word, which is fine, but she said doesn't care. And I looked at, and after I told everyone that word is really describing you, one of the students said, well, no, Rebecca, I care. And her story was that she moved into a room. She's renting a room in some woman's house. She's renting a room, and then after she was there for a while, the woman brought in more people. I don't know if they're relatives or they're renting, a whole group of people, including a little baby. And so now she's renting this room with this huge amount of people before that just came after she you know, just started renting. And she says she can't get any rest and she can't sleep and she's, you know, it's too many people and it's too disruptive. And the woman that owns the house apparently said she didn't care. Sorry to laugh. Didn't care. And my student was very upset. She doesn't care. Nobody, people, my dear audience, what you think is important, other people don't necessarily think is important. In fact, let me tell you this. What you think is important, I guarantee that a lot of people don't think is important. I used to think that what I thought was important, my son would really think was important. But no, he doesn't. I just think it's important. So don't think that just because you think it's important, everybody else does. People to be nice, people to be considerate. Believe it or not, that's not that important. What is my point? Oh, so my point was, so the woman came to the class and was complaining about somebody else not caring enough. But the bottom line is this. She can move. You can find another job. But the lessons are still going to show up. Whatever you need to experience, the universe is going to present it to you. The universe is going to show you what you need to learn to grow. These lessons are there for you, for your growth, for your evolution. So all of these things that don't feel good or uncomfortable, pushing buttons, irritation, all those things are really great things to let you know that, wow, there's a new level of awareness you're rising to. There's a new level of consciousness now you're living. So everything in life, there's nothing to throw out. When you're making soup, I remember when I was younger just learning how to make soup, well, you throw out the bones, you throw out the fat, you throw out the neck bone, you know, making chicken soup. You throw this out, you don't need that. But in life, you don't throw anything out. It's all used. It's all good. Everything is there for a flavor. Everything is added for a reason. The reason why my mother annoys me is so I can get to a different point where I just listen to her without trying to teach and without trying to inform her. That's going to feel good to me. That's going to feel great to her. Whew. Wanting something to be different, wanting a circumstance or wanting life to be different than the way it is, or the way it is right now in this moment, wanting something different, what you're really doing is throwing an energy out of dissatisfaction. Universe, I am dissatisfied with where I am in this moment. And if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. If you're dissatisfied in this moment, I can guarantee you're going to be dissatisfied in any of your future moments. Lena said something about $1 million. Even if she had $1 million, she's not going to be able to get rid of that energy of taking things personally or that energy of dissatisfaction. I'm talking about long-standing, ever. I'm talking about a foundation that can't be shaken. I'm talking about knowing that whatever anybody says to you or directs your way is never personal. I know that. Easy. Oh, my gosh. What? And I'm telling you, living with people being mean or critical or whatever you want to say to me is so easy because it's not about me. It's about them. Having that locked in, come on. Now, before I go, because this I think the show has been so just so full with that one call, and the people that are still in the queue, if you want to email me your questions at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, because I'm about to wrap it up. But I want to share this. I could have shared it at the beginning of the show, but anybody listening now, I never talk about political issues on this show, hardly ever. But this, what's been happening in this country for the last, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, few months, with this black and white and police and Black Lives Matter and police and the citizens and back and forth and back and forth, and now we've had shootings. I am going to invite my soulmate, Sid Cartwright, who happens to be number one, a black man, number two, who happens to have grown up and been and lived in the environment most of his adult life in the quote ghetto. I mean, in the quote, not ghetto, in the hood. And I want to say ghetto, in the hood, raised in the hood. I mean, down with the all of the from different gangs all over. And now he's actually law enforcement. And he has a unique take on this Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to get him on the show. It's not going to be on a Sunday because his hours are so different. But I'm going to actually tape him. It's going to be either this week or next week. But I'm telling you, it is going to be so powerful because he shared with me his views yesterday. And my mouth was just hanging open because of the truth that's coming out of his mouth. So I have to get that on tape. I have to get that out so everyone can hear his perspective. Again, black man, raised in the hood, you know, I mean, and now law enforcement for almost, I don't know, 25 years. Unique, very unique. You're going to be surprised at what he says about this whole this is his real big issue with people in the media, celebrities actually chiming in to this, what's going on. So it's going to be riveting, it's going to be fascinating, it's going to be explosive, and I'm looking forward to that. You're going to hear all about it, trust me. I'm going to send that out as soon as I have him. because there's going to be, and then it's also going to be very explicit because this guy does not hold back on the language. So we're all adults here, but that's going to be in the future. Coming up soon, I promise you, I can't wait. So you've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. If you want more information on me, who I am, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Facebook. Go to Reality Spirituality and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. You're always evolving. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Let's practice. Let's practice. Practice. You want to feel happier? You want to experience more peace? It takes practice. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.